from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
One thing caught my eye this morning in terms of headlines, and I kind of read it, and the first person that I thought of was Pete Alonso. So I know Scott Boras represents Juan Soto, and Juan Soto is going to get, as they say, a bag of cash from somebody. And we'll talk about that in a couple of minutes, because interesting theory with him and the Yankees too. You know, the bleacher creatures, you know, basically begging him to stay yesterday. Okay,
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, he's yucking it up with Judge out there. Yep.
So he's going to make his money. We know this. He's going to get a ton. The Pete Alonso one is interesting to me from this standpoint. Did you see the quote from Jordan Montgomery, who we know had a great season last year? I wanted the Mets to sign him. I thought he would have been a great fit. He's had a terrible season, and it just hasn't gone well. You had Blake Snell.
Took him a while to get going.
J.D. Martinez,
yep.
A late signing. There was one other one. Doesn't matter. Point is, they're all Boras clients. And the quote from Montgomery was, he wanted to go to the Red Sox. He had a Zoom interview and meeting with the Red Sox. This is in the story. And he thought he was going to Boston. Until, as he put it, Scott Boras butchered negotiations. I believe the quote was, he butchered it.
Wow.
So,
and he's still with him, or he's moved on?
No, he moved on.
Okay.
He moved on.
I was going to say.
So now you've got a guy like Alonso, who I think we can all agree has been fine by baseball standards for a power hitter, but for Alonso standards has been down on a contract year.
Yeah, it's not been a good year for him.
It's been, quite frankly, it's been a bad year, if you ask me. That's not a terrible year in terms of power numbers for anybody else, but when you think you are the top, you know, in the top five in power baseball, if you will, that's not a great season. And also watching him,
yeah,
that's part of it.
I think if you watch day-to-day and you look at the numbers CBS Sports Network's flashing right now, you know, standard back of the baseball card numbers, you'd be...
They're okay.
No, but I think... You'd be surprised, like, really? He actually has that much?
It's because not, it doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, not at all. No.
So now you look at, he switched from his representation to Scott Boras.
Yeah.
And what I don't know, and I'd love to know, was there a Boras correction last year? Our team's tired of dealing with him. Because, I mean, you had a Cy Young Award winner in Blake Snell that it took until the very last minute to get a deal from the Giants, and not a deal he expected. Or wanted. I mean, I think Blake Snell thought he was going to get 5-6 years and a hell of a lot more money than he got. So Alonso goes to Boras. On top of it, doesn't have a great season. I don't know how much leverage he has.
When was the move to Boras, though? Wasn't it?
That, I think it was...
It was during it was the early, last offseason?
No, I thought it was early this season.
Yeah? Okay.
And if it wasn't, it was in the offseason. Listen, Scott Boras has made a ton of money, so I get that for players and for himself and for his corporation, but it just seems like something's not right with Boras and his clients, at least not last offseason.
Yeah, Fleegs just tell me, I thought that was the case. It was early last October, actually.
Okay.
So it was before this whole last offseason went through and the things that you're talking about sort of came to light. I don't know if it's that they're... look, I'm sure Boras can be difficult to deal with, but it goes both ways. He obviously represents some big-time clients, so...
Right, and Soto, he's going to have no problem getting him a deal.
Sure, but I think even, like you mentioned, okay, Montgomery thought he was going to the Red Sox. I think Snell had some offers on the table, including the one from the Yankees, correct? I don't know if we ever got the... But those
were short-term deals.
Yeah, but maybe not as short-term as he ended up ultimately going for.
Maybe.
So I don't know if it's more like, okay, they're tired of dealing with Boris, so they're all the owners are, you know, essentially colluding to stonewall him and his clients, or it's just his expectations for these massive deals. And I get it. Baseball teams, a lot of them make a ton of money, revenue sharing and TV contracts and all that. There's no cap. We get it. But maybe it's just a case of him maybe overestimating the market this time around.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.